Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Happy Saturday, everyone. This is the weekend edition of the LA Report. I'm Robert Garova, mental health reporter for KPCC and LAist.com. What if your loved one was very sick, but their illness made them think they weren't, and therefore they refused help? That's the excruciatingly frustrating plight of countless families who fight a common symptom of mental illness known as anosognosia, or lack of insight. This week, I reported on how anosognosia has challenged one family for decades, why mental health experts say it's a major barrier to life-saving treatment, and some already available solutions. On the kitchen table in her Yorba Linda home, Nomi Lonki lays out some reading material about mental illness. There's a heavily notated book from a renowned psychiatrist and a recent LA Times article chronicling one family's struggle with serious mental illness. Such stories resonate with Lonki, she says, because they remind her of the journey with her son, Jeffrey Hoblin.
He was a phenomenal musician. He was a drummer.
Lonki says Hoblin had schools fighting over him because he was so good, but later on, she started noticing changes.
He wasn't interested at the end of high school even to go to his graduation. He was losing interest in things.
Symptoms of serious mental illness began to take hold of Hoblin's life. He began hearing voices.
These are voices, they're angry voices that drive him to the railroad tracks. He hears God telling him that some old girlfriend of his is going to be tortured if he doesn't sacrifice himself for her.
Lonki says she had a horrible time trying to help Hoblin get the treatment he needed. Diagnosed with schizoaffective disorder, Hoblin continued to have psychotic episodes, and he resisted treatment time and time again. In 2018, while living with his father in New York, those delusions reached an ultimate crisis point.
He wasn't answering his phone. Finally got a hold of the mental health unit that he spent some time with. They were the ones that let me know that he had gotten hit by a train. He actually got hit by a train.
Lonki says her son doesn't remember much of the accident, which left him with injuries to his brain, arm, and hip. He struggles to put on his socks, Lonki says. One of the biggest barriers to getting Hoblin treatment over the years was his lack of insight into his own illness, a symptom called anosognosia.
He's kind of like that movie, Beautiful Mind.
Sure. You see, the nightmare of schizophrenia is not knowing what's true.
That's what it would be like with my son. You logically could explain it to him, yeah. But meanwhile, he's still having trouble because he's still hearing the voices and it's very real to him.
Dr. Henry Nasrallah, a professor of psychiatry at the University of Cincinnati, says this lack of insight affects up to 98% of patients living with schizophrenia, depending on the stage of illness.
Patients will say, no, there's nothing wrong with me. I don't need your stupid hospital. I don't need any medication. I'm fine.
Nasrallah says the frontal lobe in these patients is impaired, affecting decision-making and the understanding of concepts. It's one of the reasons he's a big proponent of slow-release injections, which allow a patient to receive medication once a month instead of having to stay on a pill regimen. Nasrallah says such treatments contradict the belief that serious mental illness, like schizophrenia, is irreversible.
That's baloney. See, I have treated patients who were homeless, hearing voices for several years. Nobody ever bothered to treat them with the right medication. And they come to me and I completely bring them back to normal.
Dr. Jorge Partida del Toro, chief of psychology at the LA County Department of Mental Health, says anosognosia makes it difficult to provide treatment to the estimated 50% of unhoused people who live with a serious mental illness. But he says there are less visible impacts of the syndrome, too.
I think that this affects family members the most because they do have to live with the unobservable signs of pain and suffering sometimes that a client is unwilling or unable to recognize for themselves.
Del Toro says he agrees with Nasrallah that medication injections can be very helpful, but he says psychotherapy and other forms of engagement are also key to making progress. These days, at 44, Jeffrey Hoblin is doing much better. He still plays and even writes his own music sometimes.
The last 5 years of my musician life, I spent playing a lot of guitar.
Hoblin says dealing with his own anosognosia over the years has been confusing. But his insight has come back, in part thanks to the new place where he lives in Orange County.
Now that I live with 25 other schizophrenics, I see what people were talking about with me.
Hovland says he'd like everyone to have a better understanding of mental illness. It would be helpful when they see someone experiencing an alternate reality.
You know, you see somebody screaming in the streets, it's probably mentally ill. You probably pick that up. It's a scary thing. I know I'm schizophrenic, and I get scared when I see other schizophrenics out there.
Hovland says it's helpful to give someone in that state some space. When it comes to serious mental illness, we could probably all use a little more insight and awareness. Thanks for listening to this weekend edition of the LA Report. Suzanne Whatley and Nick Roman are back on Monday with the AM and PM weekday editions. Until then, be safe and have a great weekend. I'm Robert Garova.
Support for this podcast is made possible by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes Los Angeles a better place to live. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.